If you are looking for more funding for your real estate deals, regardless of your experience, regardless of what any institutional lender or banker or hard money lender would say, don't go anywhere because I'm getting ready to plug you into the money to fund your deals. Well, hello there and welcome to Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. I'm Jay Connor, the Private Money Authority, and I am here today to welcome you to another episode of the show. If you're brand new to the show, we talk all things real estate here, how to find deals creatively like no other real estate investors know about, how to get your deals funded, and again, all topics relating to real estate investing. I've got an amazing guest to bring on here to share with you today, a good friend of mine, that's going to talk to you and to me about a way he finds deals in this market today where it's very, very hard to find deals, and you are going to love this guest. But before I introduce him to you, I've got a free gift for you, and that is my brand new book that just got released. It's titled, Where to Get the Money Now, and the subtitle is, How and Where to Get Money for Your Real Estate Deals Without Relying on Traditional or Hard Money Lenders. This is all about private money, and I will ship this book to you. The book is free. Yes, I'm going to be transparent. I'm going to ask you to cover a couple of bucks for the shipping and the handling, but we'll rush it right out to you. You can go to Amazon and spend 20 bucks, or you can get it for free from me. So all you got to do is get on over to www.jayconner.com/book, B-O-O-K. That's jayconner.com/book, B-O-O-K. Well, if you've been tuning into Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor for any time, you know that I have some just amazing guests and experts that come on here to the show with me. And today is no exception to that. My special guest is the co-founder of what's called Mom's House. Now, you don't know what Mom's House is, but you're getting ready to find out. So my guest is a native of St. Louis. He is very, very passionate about Cardinals baseball and Blues hockey. So when he's not watching sports or hanging out with his family, he's helping other families solve some really big problems that they've got. And how does he solve those problems? By buying their houses. So while my guest did start as a home builder and a developer, he quickly transformed to buying houses from a very specialized market. And that market is seniors, senior citizens who are needing to sell their houses. And he helps those people out, or he buys the houses from these seniors, adult children. So over the last 22 years or so, my guest has bought hundreds and hundreds of houses. He's got a passion for working with families, and the sellers of these houses that he works with absolutely loves him. Now, there isn't much that my guest has not seen. Being creative and genuinely caring about other people are his specialties and his go-to when it comes to buying houses and helping other people and families solve some of their biggest problems. So he's got a very, very strong entrepreneurial spirit and a commitment to making the home selling process very, very easy for these senior citizens. And this is what led him to create this nationwide network of what's called Moms Certified or Moms House Certified Buyers. Well, my guest has got two sons. He's got a super wife. And my lands, he's got all he could have ever dreamed of, except maybe actually owning the St. Louis Cardinals someday. So anyway, with that, I want to welcome to the show my very good friend, Mr. Philip Benson. Hello, Philip.
Hi, Jay. How are you today, sir?
Man, I am on fire to have you here on the show, my friend.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. And I tell you, this is also an endorsement for mastermind groups. You know, you and I met in a mastermind, probably in the past year or so. And thanks to us being in that together, I've come to know you. And so, Philip, you are very, very specialized in a very, very niche market of working with seniors. So, you know, prior to that, you were a developer, and did more traditional type investing. How did you back into this opportunity, or did you wake up one morning and say, hey, I think I want to go help senior citizens? How did this come about?
Great question. I guess I didn't really like being a contractor. I realized my personality, I didn't like the time frame of taking from finding the ground, going through the municipalities, building out, getting to your check. You know, sometimes took 18 months, 24 months, where with flipping or wholesaling, you know, you can do a deal every, you know, you meet with the family for a few hours and then 3 weeks later you get your check. So I think I became what you might call a deal junkie. I like deals. I like the next deal. I like to help families and move to the next deal. My personality did not lead itself to wanting to be a developer, which has much longer timelines to cash. You would ask the question, how did I get there? We always have had this mandate since 2011 that for every deal that we find via direct response marketing, which is what all of us do, right? Your pay-per-clicks, your direct mail, your Facebook, all those things that we all do. For every deal we do with that, can we do another deal via networking? And I feel like, Jay, you talked about, we met each other via masterminds, and we've started to see a shift in the conversation. It's, you can only do so much before that return on investment gets lower with the direct mail and these other types of response marketing. And so we started to see a shift back to relationships. We've heard many times your net worth is your network, right? I've been a big believer in that. So back in 2011, I started really looking at what are the attributes of the best sellers for us as real estate investors. You know, there's a psyche behind a seller. I always say this, Jay, if you were going to do a direct mail list right now, does this sound familiar to your listeners? Let's go over the age of 65, have lived in the house over 20 years, and have 100% equity.
No.
Right? Well, so many people mail to that list. Why do they mail to that list? It's because they hope that they're ready to sell their house, right? They think that they're going to be ready to sell their house. And so with the senior living, what I've noticed is that they've kind of raised their hand and said, hey, it's time for me to sell my house. So in sales, you don't want to be too early in your marketing, and you definitely don't want to be too late, but you're trying to find that flash point. You know, I look at sales as a conversation, right? In that flash point, that exact moment they know they realize they need to sell the house. And Jay, if you and I were brothers and we find out today that mom needs to move into senior living, that's that flash point where we realize we're going to need to sell the house to pay for mom's care.
So perhaps one question that our listeners may be already asking in their mind is, isn't that niche like really, really a small piece of the pie? And I mean, can I really make a business out of targeting just on this piece of it? Or is this market like a bonus to your real estate investing business, other marketing channels?
Phenomenal question. I guess it depends on the business you'd like to build. I love it when people say I'm in a small little niche. And I'll tell you the reason why. 7 out of 10 Americans over the age of 65 will live in some sort of assisted care before they pass away. 7 out of 10. So when people say that they love to work probate deals, I'm telling you right now, that is the little niche, because that's the 3 out of 10 that maybe still had a house that made it, you know, death is what happens when you have a probate deal, right? These are what I call, the industry started calling what we do pre-probate. So mom is moving into senior living. She's usually 28 months away from passing away. We can be blunt about that. That's what the data shows. They're moving into senior living because they can't take care of themselves any longer, right? So it's actually a giant, it's called the silver tsunami. So over the next 20 years, there's 21 million baby boomers that will be going to long-term care. And they're going to be needing to sell their houses before they pass away. The small niche is actually the probate. The big section is the senior living world. And so I don't look at what I do as trendy or a flash in the pan. I think we have a 20-year run here, Jay, of this will be a constant lead source for the people that take it seriously and build the relationships right the first time.
As far as what the population is looking like and the baby boomers and all this and that, is senior, or so these people that are going to be needing to sell their house prior to going into assisted living, is this market, are you seeing this market growing and more people needing this type of service?
Definitely. I think what's happening right now with the COVID world or the post-COVID world is the type of senior living they're moving into might be changing from the big box communities to the smaller residential assisted living communities. But the fact of the matter is once you're told by a doctor that mom or dad can't take care of themselves any longer, they're going to be moving to a senior living community. So when you look at the charts over how many communities are being built, you're like, wow, that's a whole lot of communities. But then you look at the need and it's even higher than that. There's this big gap. We were just talking earlier today with someone about Biden's plan to help seniors. His goal is to keep them in their houses as long as possible. The reason why for that, Jay, is because it's cheaper to pay someone to subsidize the care instead of having them go on the Medicaid rolls at 24 hours a day. And so the silver tsunami, we all know what a tsunami is, right? You don't see it coming and all of a sudden it's too late. It's actually a tragic word. A tsunami is a bad thing, right? And it overtakes something. And so your listeners, I want them to know that I heard somebody say this, you're going to work in senior living whether you want to or not, so you might as well embrace it. And I love that line because it's coming. And if we think about who our sellers are right now, it is usually seniors. So why not focus on that and systematize it to make this part of your business?
That does make sense. So I know one question that everybody is asking in their mind right now, and they want me to ask you this question. So here it comes. How do you find these people?
That's what I teach them. I teach people how to do that. So in the senior living world, there's multiple hundreds of jobs that could be in the senior living industry, right? From wheelchair ramps and grab bars and incontinence products and ambulatory services and, 100 other things that are in senior living. But there's nine different stakeholders or job titles that I've found over the past decade that continually give me appointments to go buy houses month after month, year after year. So how you find them, people hear me right now and they're probably thinking that Philip just walks into the front door of a senior living community, puts his hand out and says, "Hey, I'm Philip, the house buyer." And I want you to know that it's absolutely not the right way to do it. In fact, that's a great way to blacklist yourself in the industry you're trying to break into. And so you don't find them on campus. I'll say that. It's kind of like if you sold products to a surgeon, you don't walk in during surgery while they're doing it. And so in my training, we have a 3-day training coming up, and I go very deep into who the people are, where to find them, what to say. Even more importantly, Jay, is what not to say. The real estate investor world, we love the word investor, right? Investor, investor, investor. But to the outside world, the word investor can be sometimes used with the word shark in front of it, shark investor, right? And when you start talking about the word seniors, a class of people that already get taken advantage of more than anyone else, you can see why I had to create the sensitivity training for people. I don't need any old investor in my group. I need investors that'll take this training seriously so that way they can become a tool that the senior living industry uses to help them with a problem that they have. That the home buying part, Jay, is the easy part. So the industry has a problem. They don't want, here's a sentence that's, with $100,000. If your listeners want to write this down, I say, do you ever have a situation where they want to move mom in, but they can't until they get the house sold? And every person I talk to in senior living, they always chuckle. They're like, Phil, every day, that's what we deal with. And I say, are you working with anyone that's going through that right now? So in my second sentence, I've just asked for the sale. I didn't say I'm an investor, and I definitely didn't say I'm a realtor, but I let them know that I fix a problem that they know that they just laughed about. It's such a big problem that they know that they have this problem. I fix that problem. I'm not there to list their house. I'm there to buy their house. I'm there to help that family unlock that equity out of their house so they can move mom in quicker with the cash, the equity that's in that home. Because when you move mom into senior living, the number one thing that matters is where is mom going to get the best care? And followed up very quickly with how in the world are we going to pay for this? And what are we going to do with the house and the stuff? And so my investors specialize in the house and the stuff, the things that we want. Do you want to know why these are the six? There's six reasons why these are the best leads. Do you think your listeners will enjoy hearing why?
Well, I want to hear it myself.
Okay, there's six reasons. I'll take the Pepsi challenge with anyone on leads that they're working. So reason number one, these families need to sell their house versus want to sell their house. So when you think about like cold calling and other types of marketing that are out there, think about the leads that you've been getting, right? They'll say something like, well, I'll sell my house for the right price, right? That's not true motivation. With the people moving mom into senior living, they have real motivation to sell it. So they need to sell it versus want to sell it. The second thing is they almost always have 100% equity. we're looking for people that have equity in their homes, right? We don't want people that are over leveraged. Having equity is good for investors. The third thing is, these are houses that as investors, we can add value to, meaning even if they're clean, they're usually grandma clean, they're usually dated, and they're definitely full of stuff, full of life. I wouldn't quite say hoarders. Maybe they were aggressive collectors is a nice way to say they had a lot of stuff, a lot of life happened. So that house will not be retail ready anytime soon. The fourth reason is there's less competition in these leads. So Jay, it's almost always me versus no one or me versus a realtor. It's never me versus 10 other investors the way it is like with my direct mail campaigns. So there's less competition. The fifth reason is probably my favorite. If I'm out looking for mom's end of life care and I'm working with stakeholders in the senior living industry that are giving me advice, and that person says, hey, I've got somebody that's going to come out, take your mom's house the way it sits. You don't have to fix it up. You don't have to clean it out. They'll take all the stuff that's in there, you know, take your heirlooms, anything that's left over. We'll close in 3 weeks. Would you like to get an offer for them? You can guess that the answer is always yes, because that trust has been parlayed from them over to me as a real estate investor. So when they hand me that lead, I'm kind of set up on a platter to go in and close on the house. Those first five reasons, as if that wasn't enough, you know, if you're looking for leads, we're all investors here. We're all looking for leads. As if those first five things weren't good enough, the sixth one is the magic. These leads are free. They're free. There's no cost to them. You can't go out and buy the list. There is no list to buy. You have to go out and network with the right people. So with Mom's House, our training is on where to find these people, what to say, who to be, so that way they want to use you month after month, year after year from now on.
So when you're talking with, so first of all, to make sure everybody understands, these leads are free because they are being referred to you by people that are already working in some kind of way with seniors in this stage of their life.
That's exactly right.
So they already have, these seniors or the adult children of these seniors already have a trusted relationship with somebody. And now those people are referring these leads to you. So it's like, as you say, you walk in with a silver platter. It's like they've already said, hey, Philip can solve your problem. And, you know, what, I've been very involved over the years in BNI, Business Networking International. And one of the sweetest sounds to a person's ear that's in business is, I'm referring you to Philip or whatever. And Philip is expecting your call. So in other words, they've already like set it up for the phone call to happen. So when you visit with these people, why do you think they would rather sell their house to you or to us versus listing it with a realtor to perhaps get more money, or maybe they don't know they can get more money?
Great question. Especially it's a good, valid question in today's market where the retail market is so hot, right, Jay? There's no doubt that the retail market is phenomenal.
Yep.
The reason why they would sell to us over that other way is that the average child lives over 400 miles away.
Wow.
So when you find... Yeah. Then there's usually one daughter left that's there. We call her daughter Judy. Jay, we used to call her daughter Karen, but the word Karen has had a bad year and a half in the public's eye. So we don't call her daughter Karen anymore. We call her daughter Judy. She's going through a rough time. I'm sure you love horses. You know, the term being drawn and quartered. Have you ever heard that term back in ancient times when they would torture somebody?
Yes.
That's daughter Judy. She's being pulled in four directions. She just moved mom into senior living. So mom's a little cantankerous because she got taken out of her forever home. You know, she's adjusting. The second thing is she's getting pulled by the senior living community on how she's going to pay this $8,000 a month bill. Where's that money going to come from? Then she's getting questioned. Every decision daughter Judy makes is being questioned by her brothers and sisters who don't live in town. They live over 400 miles away, that daughter Judy's making a mistake. Mom's not doing the way she is. One of the kids has their head in the sand about what's going on. And one of them always thinks that the house is worth $1 million too. So all this burden falls on daughter Judy. Then the fourth thing is daughter Judy's still married. You know, when I say daughter, she's in her 50s and 60s dealing with her 70s and 80 year old parents. And so she has a life. She has a needy husband. She has kids. She has her own life. She doesn't have full-time schedule just to go run and help with this whole situation. And so you ask why they would sell to me over someone else. They've gotten at least three pieces of bad info, or three negatives happened. So they just found out mom has to move into senior living. The doctor told them, that's one. The second thing is they just find out how much it costs to move mom into that really shiny place. That's two. The third one is usually the realtor. The realtor walks in. Everybody knows a realtor. The realtor walks in and says, clean this place out. Then do this list of updates before we get it ready for the market. Well, with the average kids living 400 miles away, yes, the market's good right now, but I'll show you a million pictures on my phone of what these houses look like. They are not ready for the market until they are cleaned out and some updating, paint, carpet. You know, really, it's like 20 things they need to do. So here's my argument right now. Yes, the retail market is good, but have you tried to find a good contractor lately? do you think your one-off rehab for some grandma in another town, you think, you know, even if you know a painter, cool. That's one step of 23 more you have to do. Like the burden, and what's the reason for rehabbing it, right? It's to try to net a few extra dollars out of that house for mom's care. When really, usually mom paid 28 grand for it in 1973, and now it's worth 280. You see what I'm saying? She's got the equity. There's no way that that family, I always catch, it's funny. I always say, a family always says, well, we might rehab it ourselves. And I always laugh because these families, even families that get along, don't get along during this process. They argue over who's going to get mom's crock pot or who's going to get mom's skillet and who's going to get mom's salt and pepper shakers. Do you think that they're going to be able to do a rehab and pick out kitchen colors when they can't even, you see what I'm saying? They just don't want to, Jay. They don't want to rehab the house. They don't want to get it ready. They want somebody that's going to come in and treat them fairly. And because the market's moving so fast and going up, I think the offers that they're getting right now, they're definitely not lowball. You know, they're really based on us as investors. You know, if I can do a $60,000 rehab for 40 because I do this at scale, well, there's my 20 grand profit, right? Where that poor family might very well spend 60,000 on the rehab plus 6 months of their lives to net the same amount. Well, who in the world would go through that trouble to net the same amount? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. So, you know, you've bought a ton of these houses over the past 10 years, at least from this market. Roughly, what percentage of the people that you talk to that are in this situation have got to sell that house before their parent or parents can go into the assisted living? And on the other side of that coin, what percentage are already in assisted living, but they got to sell the house?
So it's like a dice game, right? Every family is different. That was a pretty broad question you asked, right? So every family is different. Let's say mom has a $2,000 a month pension, but the place we chose is $8,000 a month. So that $6,000 a month is going to come from somewhere. So in the industry, there are Band-Aids out there. There are short-term loans that the family can pull at a high interest rate against their equity to pay for that difference. Why are they pulling that loan? Because remember how I said it could take a few months to clean it out and a few months to list it and get it ready. Even though the market's hot, it could still easily be 6 months down the line. So if you have a $6,000 a month deficit and you go that full 6 months, even when mom sells that house 6 months from now, she has to repay all that $36,000 back. Heaven forbid it's one of the family members. There's always one brother or sister that's doing better than the rest. So they might write the check to float that $6,000 until mom's house sells. You know, here's the problem. When they put mom in there, not knowing where the $6,000 is going to come from, it starts the clock on the pressure. Remember daughter Judy getting quartered? That is pressure on her to figure this out. And so when they find out that they can, in 3 weeks, have mom's money ready, you know, nobody's mad at mom because she has to move into senior living. And the cool thing, what I found, you know, we talked about probate earlier. If it's a probate and mom's passed away, those children, daughter Judy and the brothers and sisters, fight for every single dollar because what's in it for them? It's their inheritance. But with mom moving into senior living, whether they get 92 grand or 88 grand or 96 grand, it kind of doesn't matter because why? That money's going to go sit in an account and mom's going to ratchet it down $6,000 a month until it's gone. And then Medicaid kicks in. You see the fundamental difference in the thinking there, right? And so that's why the families rarely, you know, if they really wanted to rehab the house, I'd probably never even get that lead.
Right.
You know, and my front line, you know, people, these stakeholders, they're in the house with the family. They know the family lives 400 miles away. When they're sitting there in that aggressive collector's house and they know they're only there for the weekend and they say, hey, I've got a guy that makes all this go away. You better believe they give me that at bat. You know, they want to hear what Phil has to say.
Yeah. Well, you are the expert in this, Philip. I don't know. I know a lot of people. I know a lot of real estate investors. I know a lot of trainers. but I don't know anybody else out there that is that's been doing this business as long as you have and are training people on it. So you've got a three-day training coming up. Well, tell everybody about this three-day training and why they need to get to this training and how they can find out about it.
Sure. All you got to do is go to momshouse.com/J, J-A-Y. That's momshouse spelled MOMSHOUSE.com/J. It's a three-day training, a deep dive into the senior living world. I want to teach you about this industry and how to mix your real estate business with the senior living business to have a lead source that's going to come to you, not just once, but from now on. So the lifetime value of these relationships is in the hundreds of thousands per relationship that you make. I teach a program that's called 20 is Plenty. And what I mean by that, Jay, is if you can just have 20 people in senior living think of you every time they have this situation, which is daily in their business, but if they can think of you just once or twice a year, you can buy 20 to 40 houses a year from this lead source. So earlier you asked me, can this be your only lead source or does it need to augment the real estate business you already have? The answer is it's either one. A lot of people I talk to are just starting out and they really like the message of Mom's House. And so they like the idea of helping others, doing, you know, I'm not going to bash any type of marketing, but some people don't like to do cold calling. They don't like to do text message blasting. They don't like to do bandit signs. And so this kind of hits, I see a lot of couples doing this together. Jay, this is one of the, you said you never heard anybody else doing this business. I also go further and say, this is the first business in real estate that I've seen where I think females have the advantage in what I do. Why? Inherently, they have more empathy than men do. And so that plays really well into the Mom's House strategy. So I have a lot of husbands and wives that come out for the training. We spend 3 days together. We go over the who, how you find them, what to say, you know, so that way you can build a ongoing lead source in your own market. I need good investors nationwide. My partner Ben and I are building out this nationwide network of investors that are trusted. And so it's something to be proud of in the investor world.
That's awesome. Philip, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Jay, for having me. I'm excited to be here.
That's great. Well, there you have it, folks. Get on over to www.momshouse, that's M-O-M-S, momshouse, HOUSE.com/JAY. And you'll be meeting Philip in person in this three-day training. And I'll tell you, there won't be anybody else in your market, at least in the short term, there won't be anybody else in your market that will know what you know after this three-day training. And I love the free leads and I love the opportunity that this way of doing business affords you the opportunity to really make a difference in people's lives and to come show up with a servant's heart. So thank you for joining us here on the show. I'm Jay Connor, the Private Money Authority, wishing you all the best. And here's to taking your business to the next level. We'll see you on the next episode of Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor.